Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, April 14th, just a couple of days before the Easter holiday. And I have another strong topic for today's show, so without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another special edition of the talk of the town now. And it's good times right now, y'all, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the South, you know what I mean? I think we entering that warm weather, you know what I'm saying? Where we get to go outside and play basketball again, you know what I'm saying? If you a guy, you know what I'm saying? The ladies throwing them dresses on and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Good times is coming up. Before we get started, you know, I want to give a shout out to LaToria Carper, man. You know what I'm saying? Wow, you know what I mean? She did that, man. The first ever guest here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to give her a shout out. Great insight, man. You know what I mean? She brought a lot to the table. You know, she had, you know, point of views. She brought up some stuff that I wasn't even aware of, man. And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Getting other people, you know, getting new people on the show and vibing out. You know what I'm saying? Hear different opinions and stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? People bringing different aspects, you know what I'm saying, different ways of life to the show. So definitely, you know, shout out to her. And, you know, thanks for everybody that tuned into that episode. Be on the lookout. She'll definitely be on the show a lot more. You know what I'm saying? We definitely go do that. And before we get started today, in other news, you know, news in the sports world, the NBA draft was held this past Monday, man. And something, you know, caught my attention, man, for all you sports fans. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you into the WNBA, you know what I mean? The WNBA had the draft was held on Thursday. And, you know, it's 12 teams, 12 picks in the first round. And the Indiana Fever had 4 draft picks, man. They had something like number 2, number 4, number 6, and number 10. You know what I'm saying? That's like unprecedented. Four first round picks. You know what I mean? You got four of the top women that came out of college this year. You know what I'm saying? In addition to that, their second round pick was the point guard from South Carolina who just won, you know, the national championship. And they had about 2 or 3 third round picks. So, man, I got to check that out just to see, you know what I mean, what type of team, you know what I mean, they going to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's going to be up the chain there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I thought I'd just share that with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because the NFL draft is coming up too, for all y'all NFL lovers, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we go get into sports later. Right now, I got a special episode for y'all, man. Today, I want to talk about 2 things that we could learn. And 2 very important things that we could learn at that. And the first one is about, you know, I'm going to be upfront. It's about the slap I heard around the world. You know what I'm saying? It's in relation to the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident. And I know y'all are tired of hearing about it. And it's old by now. You know what I'm saying? In the social media world, so many different things has happened. You know what I mean? Since then. You know what I mean? In the social media world, you know what I mean? It's something going on every day. And which reminds me, you know what I'm saying? We had a tragic shooting in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, 2 days ago. You know what I mean? And I just want to give respect to the families, man. I don't think nobody got seriously hurt, but it's crazy when you can't go to the subway no more, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my hometown, New York. So, you know, may God be with the families and everybody that went through that. That's crazy in itself. But today, you know, I want to touch on two important things that we can learn. And getting back to the Will Smith situation, I don't want to talk about the incident itself, but I want to talk about the backlash from it. You know what I'm saying? Why, you know, why this thing had more of an impact. You know what I'm saying? Like why it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about why people shouldn't just think, okay, you know, he hit him. It happened. It's over with. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. And I want to tell you why. In today's world, in today's society, it's all about position of power. You know what I'm saying? The name of the game is called position of power. It's a must to have it. It's something that you need. And it's something that, quite frankly, is probably considered most important. Now, for all my older listeners out there that's listening and been around for a while, y'all should know what I'm talking about. Now, all the younger ones, maybe some of y'all do, maybe some of y'all don't. You know what I'm saying? But here it goes. In just about every profession that's out there in the world, there's what you call a celebration for that industry. And in this case, what I mean by a celebration, there's an award. There's what you call an award show that happens, you know, for that in particular industry. Now, the music industry has it. You know, they have a couple of different ones, actually. And during this process, they give out, you know, best music video, artist of the year, album of the year, producer of the year, director of the year, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing with movies. You know, you have the Oscars, you have actor of the year, you have the best film, best picture, et cetera, et cetera. Even in sports, you have regular season MVP, you have playoff MVP, you got the all-defensive team, you have your assist leader, you have your, you know, steals leader, you have your rebounding champion. What am I missing? You know, one team wins the championship, et cetera, et cetera. Now, just in case you have been living under a rock, you would have noticed by now that whatever profession, whatever industry we talking about, the best person or the best team doesn't always win. How many times have we heard or even said, there's no way in the world that person could have won this award over that person. There's no way in the world that video was the best. There's no way in the world that person should have won MVP. We hear it all the time, man. We hear it happens almost every year. And we're probably going to continue hearing that for the rest of our lives. And the reason why that happens is because they have a voting system. They have people that actually get together and vote on the winners and stuff like that. You know, it's just not, it just doesn't go to the person that has the most stats, the better stats, or, you know, they don't go on album sales or record sales or none of that. You know what I mean? It's people that vote for these things. It's people that's in position of power, like I just talked about a couple of seconds ago, that make the calls on these things. Now, there's nothing wrong per se with having people vote. It's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, it's, you know, we have to vote for the president, we have to vote for our mayor, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you something that you may not know. We often assume that because the person or the people, because this person has the power to vote, we automatically assume or may think that they have been in this profession for years. Oh, you know, because they could vote, this person, let's take the movies, for example, since we're talking about, you know, the Oscars. Let's take that for an example. Because this person can vote on who wins this award, oh, this person must have been a writer before they was able to vote. They must have been an actor. You know, how many movies have they played in? You know, what did they do before this, you know, to get this position and stuff like that? Well, to your surprise, and I don't know everybody, you know, there's some people that have lived that lifestyle. There's some people that have been in that industry before they, you know, earned their position. And that's great. That's how it should be. But you'll be surprised to find out that some of the people that can vote have never, ever did anything close to being in that profession. They have never written a movie. They have never directed one. They have never appeared in one. They wouldn't know how to do it if somebody showed them how to do it. There are people that vote for the Heisman Trophy winner every year and never played college football or high school football for that matter, or may have never picked up a football a day in their life. There are people that vote for who wins MVP in basketball who never played basketball before. There are people that vote for Album of the Year. They never rapped on no song. They never written a song, produced one, or nothing. Now, as far as sports, one of the greatest examples I can give that people love to talk about is how Steve Nash won the MVP trophy twice over Kobe Bryant. And if you follow basketball, Steve Nash is a great basketball player, man. High IQ basketball player and head coach of the Nets right now. You know what I'm saying? Great player. But Steve Nash wasn't on a Kobe Bryant level. But because the Phoenix Suns, who he was playing with those years, had the best record, that got him over. You know, so the voters probably looked at the record and determined that he should probably win the award. So that's what I mean. Now, I say all that to say this. When we finally have an opportunity to get somebody in position of power who actually is in the industry, who is actually one of the greats, who actually knows what to look for, who actually can coach other people into becoming actors, when that person has the opportunity to become somebody that, you know, could possibly vote on others and that type of thing, we need that. We need that. That's important. We need that. We need that. A lot of us have our different opinion about Will Smith. And, you know, he might not be your favorite actor. And you know what I'm saying? He's not mine. But you gotta admit that, you know, he's a good actor. You know what I'm saying? And who better than to have a vote or to have a say in what was the best film? Or, you know, who was the best actor? You know, would you rather have him? Or would you rather have somebody who was never in a movie before? And I think the answer to that question is a simple one. You know? And this is what he decided to give up when he decided to walk on stage. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that's worth giving that up. You know what I'm saying? Unless your life was in jeopardy or that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? This is what management and public relations should have been talking to him about, you know, prior to that. Like, I mean, come on, man. This is bigger than you. This is definitely bigger than you. You know, like, come on. We have owners out there that own professional teams and they own leagues and stuff like that. And they don't know nothing about the sport. They don't know nothing about the team. All they know is they have enough money to buy the team and they know they can make money off of it. That's all they care about. You know what I mean? As long as they sell tickets and everything, everything is fine with the world. It doesn't matter to them if their team win or not. You have people out there like that. And it's, if you have respect for your craft and what you do, you should always think that that industry or what you do is the best. You know what I'm saying? And when you think that, and when you know it's the best, you should have the respect to make sure that that industry is in good hands. You know what I mean? Especially when you're able to do something about it. So that's the first thing that, you know, I want y'all to learn. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, you know what I mean? Not to mention that, you know, the person that you hit, their ticket sales are going to go up. They might go on to become more famous than you. And you're going to have to come out of pocket with certain things. You know, we not going to mention all that, though. But anyway, that's the first thing. Now, for the second lesson, and the second lesson is just as important as the first. Just remember that certain decisions that you make in life could be permanent, man. Certain stuff that you do, you can't take back. Certain things that you say, you can't take back. Like, things are different now, man. Like, maybe in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby. When we were coming up in the 80s and stuff like that, when you didn't have social media, you might have been able to get away with certain stuff then. But in the age now where everything is captured on camera and stuff like that, it's going to be permanent, man. I don't care how much you try to delete it, how much you try to get, you know, to pay somebody off, not to put it out. Once you release it, man, this is a done deal. You know what I mean? Somebody got it. Somebody saw it. You know what I'm saying? That's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, you might as well forget that and move on to something else. And I want y'all to take what I'm saying and really apply it to everything. But, you know, for this lesson today, the two things that I'm talking about when I say, you know, be careful of the decisions that you make, I'm talking about, you know, somebody who decides to make a sex tape or somebody who decides to get a tattoo. You might feel today like, man, you know, you only live once. I just want to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? I just want to try this one time. And all that might sound good at the time, but just remember, you got to live tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You got to live the day after that. The next week after that, the next month after that. You gotta keep on living until, you know, God calls you. You know what I'm saying? And for sure, I don't care who you are. You know what I'm saying? How old you are at the time, white, black, where you live at, east, west, whatever. Like, one thing is for certain, how you feel today, you're probably not going to feel that same way 5 years from now. You know what I'm saying? And I say, like, 5 years from now being nice. Like, you could feel some way today and then feel a total different way the next day. You know what I'm saying? Or the next week. You know what I'm saying? There's really no time frame on it. But just remember, like, how you feel now and today, you might not feel tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And especially, man, you know what I'm saying? You do a tape. Let's say you do a sex tape. And 3 or 4 years from now, you go ahead and you start having kids. Somebody's going to be an idiot, man, and try to show your kid that tape. You know what I'm saying? Your kid is going to get older eventually, and, you know, maybe they start to wander off into things and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? See, and then suddenly it's not funny anymore after that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, even something, you know, that you might consider small, like getting a tattoo. Okay, let's say you get a tattoo of this girl that you like. Okay, what happened, man, when she going to sleep with somebody else? You still going to be all right with wearing that tattoo? You know what I'm saying? What happens when she leaves? You still going to be okay with that? You know what I mean? Like, let's say you get, you know, something in relation to your religion. You know what I mean? And then later on in life, you decide you want to believe in something else. What happens then? And I know what somebody out there thinking, oh man, you know, now you you can get a tattoo removed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got tattoo removers and they got stuff that you could do to clear that up. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they probably do, but depending upon the tattoo that you get, it's only certain things that you can get to cover that up in return. You know what I'm saying? In order for them to cover that up, it has to be something that makes sense. And whatever it is that makes sense might not fit you, and you still stuck with that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why even put yourself through that? You know what I mean? And if you want to get your name or something like that, okay, you know what I mean? That might not change, or, you know what I mean? Something like your birthday, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? You can go deeper in it. I don't want to sound, like, basic, man. You can get your, I guess you can get, like, your favorite rapper or, your, you know, your mom or something like that. You know, something that you know, guaranteed, that's not going to change. You know what I'm saying? For example, man, you know what I'm saying? When I was, like, 16, I wanted to get Thug Life on my stomach, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I was out there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I decided not to go do with it at the end of the day. But Pac was my favorite rapper back then, and he's still my favorite rapper now. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to change. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't go do with it. And then plus, like, I believe in the message. You know what I'm saying? Thug Life. The hate you give little infants fucks everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's a true statement. That's something I believe in. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the overall message, man, is that, you know, what they don't tell you, and I don't think they can tell you, is that if you decide to make these tapes, man, and you decide to get tattoos and stuff like that, and you decide to make certain decisions and stuff like that, when you go and you apply for, like, jobs and schools and stuff like that, they watch that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, I'm not sure what the law is as far as, like, all of what, you know, goes into, like, social media and stuff like that. But they watching, man. You know what I'm saying? You put certain stuff, you put certain tattoos on your body and stuff like that, that could be seen. And it's people that's getting turned down from jobs because of that. Now, they can't tell you that, of course, but that happens. That definitely happens, man. You know what I'm saying? The things that you putting out there on social media, you know what I'm saying? They can go to your page and look at, you know what I'm saying? And determine whether they, you know, want to allow you to go to the school. They determine if they want to hire you. All kind of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just something to be mindful of, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my teaching grind today. You know what I mean? And I want everybody to get a fair chance, man. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people just do stuff for entertainment and stuff like that, but I want everybody to get a fair shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see somebody not, you know, able to do something, you know, for something, you know, that's just considered a joke to them or something like that. And the reason why I don't want to see that is because you could be the next person that you know, to be put in position of power. You know what I'm saying? You could be that person that we missing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, when you make these decisions, you just can't think of today. You gotta think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, will I feel the same way? And if your answer is yes, then go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? By all means, go ahead and do it. But the lesson for the day, if you have a brand and you have an industry that you're in love with and it's your passion and it's what you do, unless it's life-threatening, and I mean it has to be something like drastic, man. It has to be something like real serious, man. Don't never let nothing come between you and the industry that you love. Do not let nothing stop you from being put in position of power. Period. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thank you for rocking with me. Subscribe to the show, and we'll be back again to talk next week here on The Talk of the Town Now. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.